Back here on Downtown Friday afternoon. Time for Shut Up and Eat as we welcome in our friend Joe Riccio from Food Coma. Hello there, Joe.
How are you doing? That was quite an intro.
Well, I thought you'd like that. They're a little something for the season. Well, how you been since last we talked?
I've been fantastic. I just kind of keeping my head above water. This month is going to be insane, but, you know, just trying to get through it. But all good things, all dinners and festive things, so I'm okay with that.
That's very cool. Now, we talked about it last week, your big news that you're now engaged. You posted a picture of you and the bride-to-be. Have you set a date yet?
We have not. We did make it Insta-official.
Man.
We have not set a date. We're kind of taking it easy, and, you know, we'll see. That I will tell you there's going to be quite a bacchanal involved.
Well, it would have to be.
That much I can tell you, and then we're going to go to Tokyo for 3 weeks after.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, yeah. That's the plan. And then I don't want to come back. I think I'm going to get one-way tickets.
I mean, if you need someone to come carry your bags or anything like that, I work cheap.
That would be amazing. The third wheel on our honeymoon. I wouldn't want anybody but you.
Thank you. I make a fine third wheel indeed. Well, we had so much fun talking pizza last week. Matter of fact, we're going to rerun that pizza segment on our Best of Downtown show Sunday morning, because what goes better for breakfast on Sunday morning than pizza?
Oh, especially, cold pizza, right? I mean, I love that, And yes, it was great talking about pizza. I mean, because, you know, everybody has an opinion on it, so, and it's just so many different kinds, and, you know, why not?
Well, today we're going to shift gears and talk condiments, and again, I think it's an area where a lot of condiments get short shrift because people think primarily of the basics.
Yeah, and I would say the basics being what, like mustard, ketchup, mayo. Those are probably I would say if there's a such thing as a holy trinity.
That's exactly what I was going to call it, Joe. Great minds think alike here.
Yeah, they go perfect on a burger together. And, you know, I mean, I'm very particular about my ketchup. I only like Heinz.
Because that's the only real ketchup, right?
Yeah, it's just every other one. I mean, it's just there's always something up with it. It's just like very disappointing anytime I go into like a diner and they've got like Gold Recipe or Hunt's, or it's just like just buy Heinz. It's, you know, they made it perfect for you. Why not, you know, appreciate it? And I think you know, but then I think with mustard and mayo, there's a lot more, you know, variation. Like I tend to use Japanese mayo exclusively, the Kewpie mayonnaise at home. You know, and anytime I use mayo, some people, you know, swear by Hellman's. Some people like the Duke's. I mean, people are pretty, you know, they tend to have their brand, but it's not as one-sided as like the ketchup game.
I'm not locked in. I had, I think it was my grandmother. I, for some reason, remember this as a kid. She used to get Cane's mayonnaise that had a little bit tangier taste.
A bit tangier, right? And then there's Blue Plate is another one, I think, that's like a Southern thing. My mom, actually, growing up, there was a phase where she would buy Miracle Whip.
No!
Yeah, which I remember I actually used to like the tuna fish salad sandwich with the Miracle Whip back in the day. I don't know, it's sweet. I don't know, there's something about it.
Oh, yeah. I think when you're about 12, Miracle Whip is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's like Cool Whip. But it's Miracle Whip.
Yeah.
I mean, so yeah, Cool Whip is kind of like, Miracle Whip. It's kind of like the I can't believe it's not butter of mayo, in a way, sans Fabio. And then with mustard, I mean, I think everybody can agree that the only yellow mustard is French's.
Right. If you're going for the yellow, then stick with the original. Although I will say, and they make a lot of good ones, but Ray's makes a pretty nice, spicy yellow mustard, but it's good.
Yeah, and again, you're getting a little, you know, if you're just, I'm talking about like just the basic yellow mustard. But yeah, I mean, some people call mustard the king of condiments because it can be so potent or not potent. I mean, I tend to go for a creamier mustard rather than the grainy ones. I mean, unless I'm having like pate or whatever, but I mean, like, you know, honey mustard, Grey Poupon. I mean, it's still delicious.
Well, and as a kid, because I think the first time I ever got it was going to a Red Sox game at Fenway, getting the Gouldens spicy brown mustard.
Ah,
oh, what a rare thing that was. And then once we could get it in the supermarket, yes, got to have it.
Yeah, exactly. Then no, the best marketing campaign ever, though, is Grey Poupon. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You can't really go wrong. You pardon me. Do you have any Grey Poupon? Yeah, I mean, so it's funny. I mean, obviously, mustard you can go as deep as you want. In terms of, you know, as much as I love the word artisanal, you know, you can go all over the place. But I like the basics. I like, you know, like I said, the spicy brown, the French's yellow, the Maillé or the Grey Poupon, or actually, you know, Captain Mowat's, that local hot sauce company.
Oh yeah,
they make one of the Shark Bite mustard.
Oh, that's really very good.
Yeah, I could put that on anything. And I feel like Stonewall Kitchen used to do like a spicy, like red pepper mustard that was awesome as well. I don't know if it was like a red pepper honey mustard, but again, you're all over the board. There's, you know, there's Ray's, there's, well, what are the other Ray's, Stonewall, as far as like the, when I'm thinking of like the main shelf at Hannaford.
Yeah, that's, I mean, those are the biggies, right?
Yeah, I think so. But they're all good. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, turn my nose up at any of them, but I think, you know, the classics is what kind of we're talking about. So, and speaking of pizza, I mean, I know a lot of people, I love ranch on pizza as much as the next person. And I think, you know, Hidden Valley, if it ain't Hidden Valley, I'm not really that interested. Occasionally there are restaurants around here that make their own ranch and it's really good. But I will say that I occasionally indulge myself when I get pizza, and rather than ranch, I get some Thousand Island.
You mentioned that last week. I've never tried that before.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. Like I said, on the we were talking about the Hawaiian pizza. I was saying I'd like to dip it in Thousand Island.
That sounds pretty good. I need to try that at some point. Now what about in the realm of the hamburger and the hot dog, what about relish?
You know, there are a couple. I mean, there's, you know, that place, Roy's, All Big Burgers in Auburn.
Oh, yeah.
There's Harmon's Lunch down here in Portland, or kind of Falmouth, Portland. And those places do like a sweet relish on their cheeseburger, and it's pretty good. But like growing up, I was never a fan of like the Heinz relish on a hot dog. I'd much rather have like caramelized onions and mustard.
Right.
That's pretty much perfect for me.
Yeah.
Relish just, it doesn't do it for me. My dad really liked relish, and I never really,
I think it's Howard's that makes the sweet pepper relish.
Yeah. And those are good on like certain things. I mean, if you're looking to add some kind of acidity and contrast on like a really rich fatty burger, I mean, yeah, you can't go wrong with that. Yeah, that's totally fine. I mean, I'm not even a huge fan of like jarred pickles, and I'd rather have like the jalapenos, the pickled jalapenos on a burger than pickles. I mean, some people can sit there and just house those like Vlasic spears out of the jar, and that just never. I just was never really that into them. I don't know.
All right. How about, let's go in a different direction here, but again, still with your meat. What about steak sauce, barbecue sauce, that area?
Yeah. I had a feeling you were going to go there. Well, I've never really understood A1. I just don't get it. And I was like, again, like I'm a child of 80s marketing. And so the whole, like, the steak isn't done until you have A1. Like, you know, those things like stick in your head. But every time I have it, I'd be like, I don't understand this. Like, if I'm going to have a sauce on a steak, I mean, a good steak doesn't really need sauce, but, like, I like the classics. I like Bernays. I like Bordelaise. Actually, even like a horseradish cream on some prime rib. I mean, you can't, you know, go wrong with that. But A1, I've never really understood. What do you think of it?
I'm not a big fan because to me, again, if the steak is cooked right, that's what you want to taste. Is that, and it tends to overwhelm the flavor of everything.
Exactly. If I'm going to drown a leathery steak in sauce, I'd rather drown it in ketchup. Like, I mean, you know, it's like they're both equally offensive to whoever made the meat, so might as well go with ketchup because it's better than A1.
How about your Worcestershire? Worcestershire.
Well, I mean, that essentially, like, I use Worcestershire more in cooking. I never use
it
for much else. I mean, I couldn't even really tell you what it tastes like on its own because I always add it to stuff, if anything. Like, I think I have the same bottle of Lea Perrins for like 3 years at a time. And then I throw it out and buy a new one.
Bro, everybody's got that bottle. The cap is kind of stuck on, and yeah, you know, when you open it, little crumbs fall off. It's nasty.
Yeah, it costs like $1.99, so just go get another one. But barbecue sauce, I mean, I'm obviously a fan of home or house-made. You know, I think you can definitely make a great barbecue sauce. If I do have to go with a store-bought sauce, I think that the bullseye for like a blank slate, like if I'm going to make like barbecue beans or something that don't really need a great barbecue sauce, they see something that has that flavor. Like, I think the bullseye is decent. Sweet Baby Ray's is all right. I mean,
I like theirs. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, those are all totally fine. Like, again, you could go higher end. Like, I think it's Stonewall that has like a maple chipotle barbecue sauce that's particularly delicious. But I tend to make my own sauce if I'm going to do barbecue, usually in the form of like, you know, what it's all part of like the rub and the glaze. But I like, with my barbecue, I mean, I like a thick sweet sauce as much as the next person, but I really like a tangy vinegar or mustard based sauce, on my smoked meat.
We're talking condiments with Joe Riccio here on Downtown. What about for Asian food? What are the good condiments? What are the necessary condiments?
Yeah, the necessary condiments is definitely, you know, sriracha of some kind. I mean, I like the Hoi Fong brand. I've tasted 17 sriracha side by side when you see those Dispatch magazine articles, and I still think that's the best one because it balances the sweetness and the heat. You got to have fish sauce, like Vietnamese or Thai fish sauce, just to add umami and salt. I use a blend of malted salt with MSG because it makes everything taste better. And then, of course, you've got your, you know, soy dipping sauce, usually with some, like, rice vinegar and scallion and sesame. And then hoisin is another, you know, when you're having pho or whatever, like, a lot of people like to go with the hoisin. And then, of course, you know, if you want to mix the sriracha with some QP mayonnaise, you can pretty much dip that, anything into that, and it's going to be delicious.
Now, we've talked about hot sauces before, but the good hot sauces cross genres, I think.
They do. And it's like, I mean, there are certain ones that I like for certain things, which we talked about before, like Tabasco. You know, it's like, I like it for like Louisiana food, or I also weirdly like it in my New England clam chowder. There's something about like the vinegar content and the heat that goes really well with a creamy chowder.
I like it in corn chowder.
Yeah, awesome, right? I mean, it's perfect for that because like it's so vinegary that when you add it to something super rich, it's perfect. I love all the Mexican hot sauces like Tapatio. I'm not a huge Cholula fan. I know a lot of people are. I find it just kind of, it doesn't really have any heat to it. I guess they probably make a spicier one, but I like the Tapatio and the Valentina and the El Yucateco, especially Yucateco's chipotle sauce is fantastic. I have never really been a huge fan of Frank's Red Hot. I mean, I guess that's, you know, buffalo in general, that flavors, it's like probably the last thing I'm going to order as far as a wing sauce if I'm confronted with a whole bunch of them. Just not big on buffalo.
All right, what about salsa? Do you consider that a condiment?
I think salsa is a condiment. I mean, again, like with salsa, the best salsas are always, you know, homemade, just hands down. But if I'm going to buy a store-bought salsa, across the board with as far as like the Mexican, like the taco sauces and things like that, I like the Frontera Grill. Stuff. They do a great, like, do this, like, simmer sauce that's, like, a nice substitute for, like, the typical, you know, powdered Ortega pouch when you're having, like, you know, gringo taco night. And I think that their salsas are all very good. You know, but there's also the side of me that, like, still loves that really crappy Tostitos queso.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Shelf stable. kind of creepy. Almost like when you see, like, in the pasta aisle, the Alfredo sauces that are not refrigerated. You're just like, that's weird. I don't know. But it's like, yeah, I still... The Tostitos queso, if you load that up with a bunch of hot sauce, I mean, that's pretty good eating. it's gross, but it's good.
I also like the Newman's Own salsa.
Yes, Newman's Own is very good. Actually, I mean, they're pretty solid across the board. Most of the stuff they do, that product line, which is interesting. But yeah, no, they have a good salsa as well. I'm not as much of a, you know, into the whole, I mean, again, 80s marketing, you know, paste for Connie. Like the whole New York City, get a rope. It reminds me again, we were talking last week about cafeteria food, and there's nothing grosser to me than like cheap salsa.
Yeah, no.
I just would rather not have any sauce, please. All set.
All right. How about tartar sauce?
Oh my God! I'll take a mason jar full of tartar sauce anytime. I'm going to town on a plate of fried scallops and fried clams, and nothing I hate more. I hate it when you go to a place and all they have is like the packets of like the Ken's.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like you got to make your own, and like I want a lot of it.
And when they've got the little paper cups, but they give you like one of them.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Exactly. That's like going to McDonald's and getting like one paper cup of ketchup. It's like I want six. And like I like dipping my fries in it. Like tartar sauce is kind of a perfect condiment when you think about it. It's kind of got it all. It's tangy, it's creamy, salty. I mean, all it needs is spice, and it pretty much, you know, has everything. I'm obsessed with tartar sauce.
All right, finally, how about breakfast condiments? I know how you feel about maple syrup.
Oh well, yeah. I mean, obviously maple syrup. I mean, I grew up on, like, the Aunt Jemima's and stuff, which is, like, right. Like corn syrup. So, yeah, now I've really, you know, but I was on my Eggo waffle, so you didn't really notice anyway back in the day. My apple cinnamon Eggos with Aunt Jemima or Mrs. Butterworth on it. But, yes, good maple syrup. You know what one of my favorite condiments is, like, hands down, is the Mike's Hot Honey.
Oh, so good. We talked about that on pizza last week. Oh,
yeah. I'll put that on anything. I love getting those whether it's thick cut bacon or I love getting like the, you know, the frozen maple sausage links, and I will like, you know, total the breakfast sausage and I'll get those going in some butter and then I'll hit them with maple syrup and Tabasco and just let them just simmer and then just turn to caramel around the sausages and it is awesome.
Oh, all right. If you're having a bagel, do you want cream cheese? Do you want butter? Do you want lox?
Cream cheese and lox, if that's an option. And I like, I mean, butter on anything, you know, what are you going to do?
Right, right.
But cream cheese, I like actually the Philadelphia, the whipped cream cheese on a bagel.
Yes, yep.
It's very good. I actually, or when I make crab rangoons, I like to use the whipped cream cheese, give it a nice texture for the filling. But yeah, I think on a bagel, I mean, I'm also not, you know, completely averse to like peanut or almond butter on a bagel either. I mean, you know, especially if you're dealing with like a, maybe not the best, like a Lender's bagel.
Right, right.
But, or a Thomas's English muffin, which are still kind of the original and best.
I had one this morning.
Yeah, they're just a conduit for condiments. That's, you know, pretty much it. And then, you know, I think we could finish, you know, obviously there's the peanut butter. That's almost like a whole category in itself. But, like, you know, jelly. I think the Bon Mummy, I think you can't really go wrong with that.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
It's like, I've tried to eat the, like, Smuckers and stuff that I used to eat growing up, and it's just not very good.
No, and I don't, I like the jam, the preserves, more than I want the jelly. That the jelly's just strange.
Yeah, all I can think of is like mint jelly.
Right, right,
like,
yeah.
Clam and with a name like Smuckers.
It has to be good. Yeah.
It has to be good.
There you go. You know?
But yeah, that's, you know, that's the world of condiments in a nutshell right there.
I like it. Good stuff.
What I did in my head is I just went through the supermarket aisles and just used my visualization skills.
That is the magic of Shut Up and Eat every Friday here on Dantown. Good stuff as always, Joe. Hey, have a good weekend.
All right. You as well.
We'll check you next Friday.
Okay, perfect.
You got it. Joe Riccio from Food Coma, Shut Up and Eat here on Dantown.